This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right. It is the Party Line, brought to you by BooneCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm and Susan are there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, big deals, save money now and 24-7 at our big deal site. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. And Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. The telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, which should be fully operational. Brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigantown, Day and Ginda Funeral Homes, and our friends at Albeques in Flora for the Party Line. And welcome again to Melissa Miller. Glad to always see you on the other side of the board, and you're wearing our 33rd annual WILO Senior Fair. I think that was like one of our most popular shirts for the Senior Fair.
I got to admit, it's a pretty cool looking shirt. So whoever came up with the design, kudos.
I did come up with the idea for the thing itself because I really tried to sell Liz on that. It's your 33rd anniversary. You know, we'll have to wait 12 years to do 45.
Well, yeah.
But
that's okay. We'll get there.
Yeah. So a couple of things. We want to mention that our guest today on the show at the 9 o'clock hour is going to be EMS Executive Director Stephen Deckard. So we're looking forward to having him on board today.
Yeah.
Also, since I mentioned our friends at Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, I also wanted to make mention of our big deals page today. Yesterday, we're kind of discounting quite a few restaurant certificates. Today, it's things to help you with your car for car service. Sound check in Lafayette, if you're needing a good car starter, you can look for them for that. Marshan's Window Tinting has specials up there. Also, Marie's Car Wash in Kokomo. And we'll have some other great deals coming up tomorrow and Friday as well. So we appreciate all of those businesses. And remember, I always say this because, you know, at heart, I'm a cunning capitalist. If you would like to do something involving the Big Deals page as a business, have gift certificates for your business, and we do it in exchange for advertising, we give you a nice rate, and we also put the stuff up for sale. Hey, we have gift certificates, blah, blah. Take advantage during regular business hours, as in not during the Party Line, because if you call me up and you say, I really would like to sell gift certificates for my business, well, that's great. We're having a rather intense interview with Stephen Deckard today. Or not an intense one. But anyway, make sure you reach out to us. And always remember the phone number, 765-659-3338. How was your day yesterday?
Actually, pretty good. I mean, it was kind of nice. We both got out of here at a decent time, and you got to go do your other side of the off-the-mic stuff. And I got to go home and actually see my house when it wasn't dark.
Right.
So it was nice.
Did you get pudding time?
No, did not get pudding time. I will get pudding time tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Tomorrow will be pudding time.
Good.
So, and her brother gets out of school tomorrow, so tomorrow's his last day, so It'll be a good day with grandkids all day after I get done here.
And I will also say, and this is kind of cool, because you know how, you know, like when you're in the radio business, how more people know more people. And in my case, I've got over three decades in this, and I've got a couple of workplaces that I hold fondly. And the cool thing about it is the former president, or no, he's not the former president. He's still president of the broadcasting company I left in Columbus when I moved to Kokomo when I got married. He reached out to me yesterday and said, I watched you guys doing the Party Line on HoosierlandTV.com.
Well, that's cool.
And he went out of his way to say he really enjoyed seeing, because he's not used to me on a talk radio front. I can do it, but it wasn't something that I started out doing.
Right.
You know, so part of it is just the me channeling that late 90s me and my pal Shane at Steak and Shake riffing on each other thing. And that's kind of what happens here in, you know, team radio dynamics. But in terms of sitting down and pulling like a Rush Limbaugh for 3 hours, I think I would stroke out trying to, to just maintain. But to have somebody that you've respected and that you aspire to in terms of your career, for him to go out of his way to say, I really enjoyed that, was just, it was very, he's a very sweet man. So that's, Dave, thank you. And if you're listening today, I thank you again.
That's cool. That's cool. A lot of things going on. I mean, this is Memorial Day week.
Full plate.
A lot of things going on for us here, but also a lot of things going on in the area.
And also good weather for the race, thankfully.
Yeah, it looks like they pulled the rain out. They were talking about maybe a chance of showers on Sunday, but it looks like they pulled that completely out.
And for your barbecuing on Monday, same story. It looks like you're going to have – now, it's going to get really – like mid to upper 80s after that, but I'll take 80 for now for the weekend. That's good.
I did get an update. Patty Parks, who is
one of our intrepid correspondents.
Yeah, no kidding. She covered. If Ken can't get to it, she does. So they both handle the news area really well for us. But she did give me an update that Graham Rahal will be in the race.
Oh,
he is going to be driving for Wilson. So he's evidently driving for somebody else who has gotten...
Who doesn't have the name Rahal.
Who's gotten knocked out. So, but yeah, he is going to be in a car. It just won't be his own.
Wow.
So, which still sucks for him, but...
It was like David Letterman jumping to CBS.
Yeah.
Kind of, exactly. And considering Letterman Rahal, I think that was a That was a seven-layer cookie of a joke, is what that was.
Yeah.
So, and what else? I mean, I know we got a lot of stuff going on. Ken Hartman, bless him, brought my updated sheet.
Yeah, he just got done updating this again. He did it yesterday, and now he's done it again this morning. But
Ken's done it again.
The Memorial Day service is coming up here. The city of Frankfort will be holding a Memorial Day service at Prairie Creek Park beginning at 10:30 a.m. And then there will be lunch available at the VFW in downtown Frankfort following the ceremony, but they do a really nice job with that. So if you want to head down there on Monday, that would be a great thing.
And it's going to be a light lunch, so I hope you enjoy candles and light bulbs. I don't think that's the kind of light they mean.
No,
but bless them for doing that. I mean, you know, Memorial Day's kind of. I mean, I know it started as a military holiday, and it's one of those things that has kind of morphed into you honor your family, and sometimes it can be...
Who have gone before us.
Yeah, it can be delicate times, especially if you've lost somebody recently. So thank you to the VFW for kind of helping put that on.
Exactly. Other things that are going to be going on fairly quickly, I mean, you know, we talked about June is going to be here. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, what, next Thursday, I think, is June 1st,
if I remember right? And it's my cousin Lindsay's birthday. Early happy birthday to my cousin Lindsay.
And that's going to be the first Thursday Thunder. Kim was telling us about that yesterday, that, you know, that is going to be the first Thursday Thunder. And it's always the first and third Thursday of the month. But that's already starting. It doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's happening so quickly.
And then we got Sapphire Bay's grand opening the next day, Friday.
On the 2nd. So that's exciting, too, as well. Saturday, this is a really fun thing. I mean, I'm going to jump around here, but this is a really fun thing that I think people with kids, you guys need to really join into this. Saturday, June 3rd, that's a week from this coming Saturday, is the Optimus Fishing Derby. Now, they have been holding this fishing derby for years.
Right.
And they have it out at the Frankfort Lagoon. It's for area youth and their families. You can go out to the lagoons. It's Indiana Free Fishing Day, so you don't have to have a license to do this, you know, with your kids or anything, because that's part of the reason why they hold it on that day. So kids can come out, they can learn about fishing. You don't have to have that license.
Now, is this catch and release, or is it?
It is all catch and release. You do need to try and bring your own fishing equipment. Every once in a while, they will have some there, but not, you know, not very much.
And it's probably a pocket fisherman from 75.
So,
not
even, you know,
not kidding.
Bring your, most of the time it's the old bamboo poles.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I like fishing with those anyway. But
I wonder if they allow bow fishing. We talked about that.
Yeah,
a few days ago.
Not out, well, not out there. You ain't got nothing big enough out there to
well, bow.
Well, you might. If you can get to the catfish, you might find a good sized catfish out there to do
sure.
bow fishing with. But, yeah, now take your own gear and your bait. And I will tell you, if you're wanting bluegill, then you don't want regular worms. Bluegill
you
will
want the
eat
spicy ones.
Bluegill will eat worms, but they like the larva, the
right.
moth larva, and they really like those. They go nuts over those. So the sunfish, but it's for youth anywhere from there's three categories age wise: 0 to 8, 9 to 13, and 14 to 18. We've mm-hmm. taken our grandson out there and just had a ball.
Are you planning to take
Puddin? I used to help out there.
Are you planning to take Puddin when she gets old enough?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Puddin will learn how to fish. That will be a definite. She'll learn how to fish.
Good.
Hopefully she'll be like her brother and not be squeamish about it. So.
What's the age spread between the two of them? I don't think I've ever asked about.
12 years.
Wow. So
yeah.
Basically, two only children.
Yeah. More or less. Yeah, he's kind of like an uncle to an extent. He's
the doting older brother.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, his
That's
little
sweet.
Sister is everything. So, and she just adores him.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, they do what little she can do, he does it all with her. So, it's pretty cool. But no, the fishing tournament is great. Registration starts at 9 a.m. If you fish until noon, and then they'll have awards after that. It's they have awards for the biggest fish caught in those age groups,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a light lunch served out there. Usually, you know, they'll cook on the grill and make
fish.
Some hot dogs and that kind of stuff. Yeah, well, maybe, but I
can
doubt
I get
it.
A fish sandwich?
It's just a fun time. It really is.
I think of. I'm trying to remember the comedian. I think it's Robert Schimmel, and it's the thing about, you know, when you would go to, this is mid-90s, you'd go to SeaWorld and mm-hmm. you know, you'd see the dolphins and everything, and then it's like, you know, how do they train the fish to ride the bicycle? And then they say, you see your friend Louie on the grill over there? Now straighten up.
Yeah.
I think it's that same, yeah, you,
same
you
kind
just
of mind
behave.
Frame. Yeah. Definitely. Well, if you need more information, you want to find out about fishing gear and all that kind of stuff, call 765-659-2919. It is a fun day for mm-hmm. families, so go out and enjoy it. And for that fact, get your fishing license. Go out there. We got great places to fish out there. The lagoons mm-hmm. is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Parks Department and the Utilities Board. The Utility Board, especially, you know, we'll talk to Todd Corey tomorrow. I mm-hmm. think he's in tomorrow.
But
they're responsible for all of that, and they keep it. It's just immaculate out there.
Do you remember the first time you went fishing when you were a kid? Or maybe not the
oh,
first,
yeah.
but the first one that really sunk in. We're like, wow, oh,
yeah.
I'm fishing.
No, I've been going fishing from probably the time I could walk.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents, I was fortunate enough to have grandparents that lived in Monticello, just about a half a block from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and there was a little beach landing just down the... At the dead end, they lived on a dead end street, and there was a beach landing there at the end where you could actually launch boats and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, we go down there and fish all the time.
I love that. I know when I first became cognizant of fishing, I think I was about 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather and grandmother had property in southern Indiana, and he bought it after World War II. You know how like they had funding to do
sure,
that.
Yeah.
So he bought this huge spread, and it's almost like Robert Redford. A river runs through it. Blue River ran through my grandfather's property.
Sure.
So it was the thing where, you know, we would go down to the bridge, and we'd fish off the bridge or off the shore. And I remember, you know, it was always a good catch and your bluegill and stuff. And I also remember it was my first experience with mom saying, you know, as they've cooked the fish. And it's the whole thing where I don't come from a family that fillets anything. So their whole thing was, you know, mom would tear a little bit off and feel and make sure there was no fish bone hiding into it. And then, okay, here you can have some. I think I ate a grand total of maybe an actual fish in the space of about 6 years because mom was still paranoid when I was like 8 or 9, like you can't handle this,
yeah.
which I get.
Yeah.
But do you, you know, when you do, I know. I get
we always filleted ours.
That was going to be my question. Did
you? We always filleted ours. Everything was filleted. Mm-hmm. And, learned not to pick up a catfish unless you wore gloves and
didn't
want to get stung. But my favorite, a good bass.
Mm-hmm.
Bluegill are really good, but I really like a bass if I'm freshwater fishing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, give me the cod, the mm-hmm. whitefish. Mm-hmm.
So you were one of those people who were like pretty good with like Long John Silvers, because I think they do cod, and I can't remember if McDonald's does.
No, because I don't like batter. I don't like the batter.
That's fair.
Fried. I like the grandmother would marinate in buttermilk.
Ooh.
You would take the fish, you would lay it in buttermilk, you know, and then put it in breadcrumbs.
See, that makes sense.
And that for the breading, and then fry it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was melt in your mouth good.
I am okay with batter, but I have had too many at a restaurant level, and this is not just fast food, but everything else. I've had too many where they don't put it in there long enough, or they batter it way too much, and then you get the mush under it, where it's crispy on the outside, and then you're like,
I think that's part of the reason why I don't like batter fried fish.
Done right, it's great with a light batter, but so many people do not know how to do a light batter.
Yeah, it was either breadcrumbs or it was cornmeal, one of the two. Either way.
Can you imagine how startled I am right now that I am looking down at
and
the
it's
phone
actually,
and
yeah,
it's ringing?
I see that. I see that. That kind of freaks me out a little bit that we actually are seeing lights flashing on that, because Liz didn't tell us that it was working. But
she left a message, but I didn't know how.
I don't know.
I'm wondering if Ken sometimes plays operator. I mean, can you improvise for a second?
And he could be on the other phone, on the other line.
All right,
we had two or three of them there.
Okay. Oh, you're going to run do that. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. I was sitting here going, hey, Melissa, if you can cover, I'll play around on the phone. But bless her, she went into the other room to pick this up. So that way she's like, what? Without you seeing it. She doesn't, by the way. Melissa is literally one of the nicest, kindest people that I know. And I'm going to talk about her because she's not in the room right now, but I'm not going to give you any juicy gossip or anything. She's one of those people. She trained me up when I first started here 5 years ago, and I will always be thankful for that, because what you see on camera is exactly what she's like. There's no hidden agenda or weirdness or anything like that. And to me, that's the kind of person you want to work with. Nothing, none of your business.
Okay, if it works, let's see if we can get Larry on the line here.
All right, this is encouraging. Larry, can you hear me? Lawrence, hello.
Right. We got it. We got phones. Well, thank you, Larry, for calling in, because that makes us feel so much better to know things are working.
So much better.
I severely miss my fishing.
Oh, did you like to go fishing all the time?
I used to. My folks had a place on the Mississippi River when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
So
did you go catfishing or deep water, or was there a particular thing you went after?
With everything. Even carp.
Even carp, huh?
Okay, since you said that...
Secret Asian carp?
You need to explain about how... I always thought carp was tough and bitter, and is there a certain size carp that's best?
Yeah, and 2 pounds or under.
2 pounds or under?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Same with catfish.
Same with strawberries.
Yeah,
really.
You're right with catfish, man. If they get much over about, I'm going to say, 10 to 12 inches, and they get nasty tasting.
Gamey. Now, do you, Larry, have you ever had the courage of your nerve to knowing that you and I talked a few days ago on here with Melissa about sushi? Have you ever had the nerve to try to do your own sushi, or do you let the experts do that one?
I let the experts do that.
That makes sense. I'm a little squeamish about my food handling when it comes to that.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
I have not been to that Japanese restaurant yet, and probably will never go.
Really? Why?
I don't like taking my oxygen with me.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I've got a friend, Mike. I'll identify him by last initial, Mike N., who went there recently and said it was really good, so I need to get my courage and go there and try it out myself.
Well, I'm probably going to get my grandkids to go out and pick me something up. My daughter experimented with gyoza the other day. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I was in Japan for a couple of years, so
And also make sure you tell whoever picks up your stuff, if they're not a sushi fan, remind them it's wasabi, it's not guacamole. Don't get a big forkful of it.
Hey, I got a quick story to tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Hollis one time, we sent out, we were so late getting served, they give us an appetizer of our choice, and I took sushi. And I asked for the white mustard, and they didn't have it. They had the green mustard, the wasabi, I think it's called.
Right.
The lady with us stuck her fork down in it and said she loved guacamole sauce. I took a great, no, not a fork, a knife, took a great big glob of it on her knife and stuck it on her tongue. The experience with watching her reaction was wonderful.
It was funny. Say, that had to be pretty priceless.
I'd levitate.
Now,
and if you've ever done that wasabi, and I'm sure Larry can sympathize, it's the thing, I've seen Anthony Bourdain do this too back in the day, the thing where if you get it and you get it just at the wrong position in your mouth and you don't eat it right, it will go right, it's like somebody napalmed the inside of your nose. It's awful.
I enjoy that though.
You enjoy that sensation? Now, oh dear.
I'll tell you how. Everybody knows I'm weird, but to show you how weird I am when we're talking about food, I like kimchi.
Kimchi?
Yeah.
Yeah, pickled cabbage. I'm down with it. I like that.
You ever eat any of it?
Melissa just
that doesn't even sound good. I don't know if I could even try that.
Oh, man, hey, once you get past the odor, it's
once you get past the odor, well... I don't know if I could eat it. Yeah, my sense of smell definitely affects my sense of taste really, really directly.
My dad taught me to eat hamburger cheese that way.
Yeah, my dad said they didn't have a choice. He said they used to have to, when he was in the Army in World War II, he said, of course, you cooked on the manifold of your Jeep, because that was the only way. A lot of times you could heat anything up, and he said if Limburger cheese seemed to be the one kind that they always got stuck with. They couldn't get anything else.
You know, but I miss fishing a lot. I really do.
Okay, so what's your favorite fish to catch?
My favorite fish to catch is, I fish for bass mostly.
Right.
I don't eat bass because I don't like the flavor.
Right.
But I prefer crappie or bluegill or sunfish.
Right.
And then as an alternative, catfish.
So you like the sunnies. I love those.
Yeah.
That's a good...
Now, I really like smoked salmon.
Yes.
Can't get around it, but my granddaughter is going to go fishing this summer and supposed to bring me some fish, and I'm going to get somebody to smoke it for me.
Well, and if you're looking for smoked salmon off the shelf, I've seen that... Like, I'm starting to see Sam's Club locations carry it because I've been buying it from there the past month or so, and it's a fairly recent thing. So I'm hoping that Walmart might actually start bringing smoked salmon in.
How do they package it?
It's about, I want to say it's an 8-ounce package, and it's thinly sliced for you, so you can build, you know, a nice bagel or a couple of sandwiches out of it. I'd say it's enough to get you a good 3 or 4 sandwiches if you pace it right.
Oh, good. I'd have my wife watch for it.
Yeah,
but anyway, I just thought I'd tell you about the fishing, and I do miss it. And that's one thing this city is missing, or this county is missing, is taking some of these drainage ditches or creeks and make them into fishing holes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they can't do that, but with the help of the DNR.
Yeah.
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 And I really think they're missing something. Because you got all these people in this county, which is not that many, but you know what I mean?
Sure.
That have to go basically out of the county to go fish.
Well, other than you go out to the lagoons, there's some pretty good fishing, and they keep it pretty well stocked. That's where we take our grandson there and do pretty well.
Okay, anyway, that's basically what do you think about the crap going on in Washington today?
You know... Honestly, it's turning into like a revolving door, and which subject are we gonna mess with this today? And
right.
I'm getting to the point now, Larry, that I shut it off. I don't even Pay much attention to it.
Let's call it shirt shuffling.
Yeah.
The thing I get frustrated about is people vote for a political point and not for the whole politician.
Right.
And that, I have never voted for a person who harped on just one position only.
Yeah, it's like so you're not a single issue voter, and I think that's not really a common sense thing anyway.
No, I'm not, and I vote. I also include the integrity of the
person you're voting for. Yeah,
I should probably not run for office.
I've had some people tell me they don't care about the integrity as long as they support their political position.
Yeah,
one
party.
One point.
Yeah, I am not a party voter. I hate the
single option thing.
Yeah, what is it? The primaries? I hate the primaries for that reason.
I used to sit on a board, but I can't sit on boards because I have voted in both primaries.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I voted this time in the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I have some friends who are Republican.
Yeah, well, I thought you had to switch parties, though. Don't you have to vote whatever your party affiliation is on your when you register to vote?
No, you can call for your ticket in a primary. If you have a friend, if you're a liberal and you have a friend who's conservative, and you want to vote for them, so you vote for them in the general election, you can't. But you have the only ticket you can pull is whatever ticket you call for. That's the only one you can get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that, but, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you guys go. Talking about fishing.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in, Larry. We appreciate it.
It's always a hoot.
Appreciate it, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. So did you... we have a phone.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting, actually.
I almost want to go to a commercial break just so I can cry with joy out of the room away from the camera.
I was pleasantly surprised with that. I thought when I got him pulled, I mean, I answered it, and he was actually there, and then he could turn around and...
I checked it with my phone, but I thought it's going to be some wonky thing where you pick it up in there, and then it won't arrive in here. But I think we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, finally.
Shout out to Liz, because I know she's been on the phone a lot with them trying to get this remedied.
And Liz is, again, one of the most delicate people I know, just a sweet person, but heaven help you if you cross her. And so good for her. Now, before we take a break and look at getting Stephen Deckard in here, in the 9 o'clock hour, I do want to mention again very briefly the Indy 500, which we will be carrying here on WILO.
Right.
11 in the morning. Are we doing a pre-show? Or is there a hard start at 11?
Doing the hard start at 11.
Okay. I don't know if you heard, but who the honorary starter is going to be for the 500?
No, I have not seen any of that yet.
Adam Driver.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which the grand irony of having a guy named Driver.
Driver, yeah.
Now that's...
That is cool.
In the business, this is what we call situational nomenclature. He grew up in Mishawaka outside South Bend. He became a Marine after the September 11th attacks. He enrolled at the University of Indianapolis before graduating from Juilliard, so he has an Indiana history.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see him pull a Jim Nabors and sing Back Home in Indiana, but I know he's been on Broadway, so maybe he could?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, since we no longer have Jim Nabors with us.
Yeah.
Golly.
It's 96.9 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. The party line continues momentarily. Stick around. WILO.